Let's work it out. Hey, Mrs. Smiley, how are you? I'm well, I'm well. You remember me? You do?
I'm well.
I bought a friend.
Hey. My name's Adrian. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Smiley, it's a pleasure to meet you.
This store has been here longer than I've been.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Been here for years.
Don't be telling me. Please don't tell me these kind of things.
He does really good. I love his store. I actually protested the other store over there because I was like, y'all need to shop with Mr. Smiley. So we're talking about the cold turkey.
Okay.
What you know about?
What I know about
what? The
cold.
The cold?
Mm-hmm.
He's over there. Mm-hmm. He's recording stories about the cold terminal, the cold dust.
Okay, the cold dust.
Has it affected you here?
I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Could affect a lot of people. I've been here for a while, so yeah, you really can't.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really tell.
Do you have it on the outside of your building?
I never really noticed it or paid that much attention to it. I never really, I heard about it before, and people mm-hmm. talked about it. Mm-hmm. The first time I heard it in a while. Mm-hmm. It's not a, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. But they coming up with these, with this building next door, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The big, big building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you been included? Because I remember when I was over there, I asked you, did they come to you and talk to you? Have you been included in the conversation?
Well, I don't think I was included in that conversation. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Hey, how you doing? It's a lot happening. It's going to be finished in 2025.
When 2025?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to stop in and say hi, see
okay.
How you doing,
okay.
Check in. I'll be back this summer. It's summertime, so I'm outside now.
Oh, yeah. I can't see a sweet outside.
Nice to meet
yeah.
you.
All right, sweetheart.
Take care.
Okay,
how you doing? Good. Yeah. This building just got painted, too. I don't know. Everybody, they just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, it really depends on who you ask. Some people are like, it's ruining my life, and other people are like, I've never thought about it. I don't know. You know.
I have a girl. I have a young lady. She lived in really sober. And she,
So would it be okay if I get you a list of people that you should talk to?
I would be so grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Yeah, so I have, she was in really circle. And her respiratory, like, she was in the front part. So she was right here on 16th Street. And she has doctor's notes and everything about her respiratory.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's really interesting because she moved away and now she's back because she moved in a new building. And she was like, girl, my problems are like she can breathe easier now. And I'm like,
that's
okay.
Great.
Exactly. But you're coming back to the same community, baby. I think she was living in Hampton and she's coming back. So I'm just keeping tabs on her because she had like heart surgery because of it. Even a young lady named, and that's what I know, is a lot of people that live downtown, they maybe walk up here to the Moton because they're the ones, if somebody, hopefully somebody's out there, but they're the ones that were really focused in keeping the momentum about the air quality out. But with our community, if it's not in your face, then not going to remember. He just said, I ain't heard nobody talk about that in a while. So... It's not in your face. We just don't pay attention.
Well, there's a lot of life to live
mm-hmm.
that requires a lot of attention.
Yeah. So, we'll look over, see if Miss Millie is in. They are new, these owners that are new. I actually protested this spot before. I was the only person standing out there with a stick. Don't go in this store. But it was because they were like, I was in front of some young people. And they were like maybe 5 cents short. And she was like, no, we're not giving it to you. And she was rude. So I'm like, no, we can't just tolerate this in our community. Everybody would walk past me. And I was like, why are y'all going here and not to Mr. Smiley? Mr. Smiley doesn't sell alcohol. He doesn't sell beer, so people don't go there. Or they go for like cigarettes.